Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, Jesse, it's Reese.
Hi, Reese.
We didn't do an episode about the leaders' debate.
No, I know, I got your voicemail.
Yeah, so I thought we should do it now, just calling you.
Okay.
Did you watch it?
I did not.
Oh, okay.
You know me, I wouldn't have watched that shit.
Well, I listened to a bit on the radio, and that was about it, really.
What, you're recording the phone call?
Yeah.
No.
Do you think anyone cares about the leadership debate?
I think the people who were in the debate probably cared about the leadership debate.
Yeah, I suppose. I don't know any leadership debate that has changed an election, though. Do you?
The quality is going to be really poor. This could be like phone call quality conversation.
I know, because I'm calling you on the phone. It's because I'm calling you on the phone.
3 minutes, man.
I don't have time to set the studio up. I got to get do some work. I'm just doing a quick phone call to do it. I thought we should do something.
Okay.
Just do something.
Well, I don't know if it was anything like the debate with Trump, where it was absolute insanity. But these, from what I understand, these debates typically don't end well. There's not a lot of listening. There's just a lot of pointing your fingers and shouting at other people about how what they think is wrong and how shitty people they are. I mean, that's typically how these debates tend to go, right? It's not like these people are going into these debates to try to learn something from one another.
No. And from what I heard, it was just people just there was just a lot of stock lines being delivered. Like, if I memorize this line, that'll be funny and stuff. And people going,
"Oh, really?
Look how many numbers I can remember." That's always the one. So yeah, that was it. I just don't think debates are that big. And apart from the one where Richard Nixon didn't have makeup on and JFK did, and because it was black and white TV, he looked dead and JFK looked alive. I think that one counted.
Oh, of course, yeah.
But you know, anyway. So
the last successful debate.
Yeah, exactly. The last time a debate swayed anything. So yeah.
So what points did you take away from the debate that you can teach me about?
Don't answer questions. Just answer a question with a pre-prepared statement about something you want to say. That's how you debate.
I mean, that's that's all politicians, man. That's political speak.
But ask me a question.
When was the last time you exercised, Reese?
Well, I mean, exercise is important. Exercise is important to all Canadians, and I know that many Canadians that do exercise. In fact, you know, I come from a long line of family who exercised all across the country. And what's important to remember with exercise is that it's good for your heart, it's good for your brain, it's good for the anus, it's good for all of you. And my suggestion would be, the question isn't, do I exercise? The question is, should all of us exercise? And can people, do people have access to exercise? And I think it's something we need to push forward on and all come to a consensus and work together to make sure we can answer the question, are we exercising?
There you are. What do you think? That was really good. Wow, I was quite impressed with that.
See, that's how you do a debate. It's easy.
Wow. Yeah, no, this is solidifying my hatred towards politics and politicians and the whole voting process, everything. This is great. This is just giving me more ammo as to why I shouldn't vote and just to fuck this country right in the ass. Just because it's shit like that, man. They don't care. They don't care.
I want to be in a leadership debate now and do my bullshit just parody of everything they do.
Right.
And try and work out and try and work the word anus into every answer.
I want to have a politician on our show. I do. And I want to tell them right up front. I'm like, look, this is a comedy show. So, like, you know, we're not taking things too seriously. But we will be asking you some questions, you know, in regards to your platform and whatnot. But, we're not out to get you. But just letting you know that we're going to be holding a counter of how many times you give a political answer. And a political answer is something where it sounds like you answered our question, but you didn't answer our question. Like, we didn't actually learn anything by what you responded. And we're going to let you know every time you do that until you just either answer our question or straight up tell us, I don't want to answer that question. And, like, I think if we just keep pointing it out to them, it will be either really funny for us and our audience or, like, kind of just absurd for them. Like, I don't know. I want to do that instead of, like, because it's so weird because I've seen these sorts of debates, you know, where someone will angrily ask a question that is, like, the question, for one thing, is posed in a way that is angry and is accusatory. And the questions aren't helping when they're posed like that. They're not, right? And the answers are political answers where they're not actually answering anything. And nothing is being said and nothing is being learned. And the whole thing is a giant fucking waste of time.
Wouldn't it be funny if they say, what do you say about people who have concluded that your climate plan it doesn't do enough? And just go, I think they're wrong. say that. Next question. Yeah, exactly. Just keep it like that. Oh God! But anyway, this is weird.
It's this weird sort of mentality that all politicians have been taught or believe thoroughly that they must be infallible. And I think this is a huge, huge mistake they're making, is to come across as infallible. Infallible. You can never have made a mistake in your past. You cannot be wrong on anything that you say or believe today. It's impossible. Impossible. And everything that they say and do reflects this one belief. And I truly believe that if we have a politician out there who is capable of going, you know what? That's an interesting point. I'm going to think more on that. I'll get back to you about that.
Or to say to the person opposite, that's a really good idea. I'm going to steal your ideas.
Right?
Thanks for bringing that up. That's my idea now. Thank you.
Yeah.
Just do that.
You know, coming across more as human and relatable, I think, would be far, far more powerful than coming across as this infallible being.
Exactly. You
know, which is what they're all trying to do. They're all trying to do it. And it's gross and weird, and it doesn't work. Anyway, that's just one of my... You got me on a rant, Reese.
Well, this has been a great minimal effort last minute leadership debate episode. Thank you
for a guy who hasn't even seen the debate.
Yeah, well done. Well, I listened to the first half on the radio, and that was it.
You only listened to half of it?
Yeah, I fell asleep.
Okay. All right.
So, yeah.
Well, thanks for listening to our ongoing coverage of the election 2021 here in Canada, our dear listener. Is that it?
That's it. I thought it'd be dynamic if I just called you up like last minute and go, what do you think?
I don't know. I didn't see the thing, but I've got thoughts on it anyway.
Yay. Okay.
Yay.
Bye, everyone. Go to Instagram. Bye.
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 Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th, at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.